so many young faces.
还有很多年轻人在这里。
I'd like to welcome you here.
欢迎你们来这边。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
父上帝 continue 安静我们的心。
Lord, we pray that you calm our hearts.
让我们打开你的话语。
That you open your word to us.
请你向我们说话。
That you will speak to us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们的主题是什么？
What's our topic?
我们捐道年会的主题是
What's the topic of the mission conference? The theme?
Who? Me?
Who? Me?
但是今天我们要学一个新的话。
So today we're going to learn a new phrase.
If not me, who?
If not me, who? 不是我是谁？
If not me, who?
不是我是谁？
我们可以不可以试试看？
So let's try it.
If not me, who?
If not me, who?
Okay.把我绑起来。Hello, testing, testing. Is it on? Thank you.
Now turn to at least three people next to you and ask him or her, if not you, who?
向你的隔壁的邻居问：“不是你是谁？”
若不是你是谁呢？So at least three people, or 至少有三个人问你说：“若不是你是谁了？”
So you've heard it three times. If it's not you, then who?
所以我们不要再问谁我。
So no longer should we ask who me.
我们在问自己说，若不是我，是谁去呢？
So we should ask ourselves, if I don't go, then who will go?
到底你信的上帝是真的上帝吗？
So do you believe in the true God?
在过去的十年来，美国的教会有一个非常大的觉醒。
And so there's been some great changes in the American church in the past 10 years.
有好多的青少年专家，他们研究说，在美国的孩子们念大学的时候，你猜一猜有百分之多少的流失率？
And so can you guess, according to research, what percentage of the youth are leaving the church during their college years?
青少年你们不要听啊。
And so maybe if you're in that age group, you should not listen at this moment.
有多少位在教会长大的孩子进到大学的时候，他们说 goodbye church.
So how many of those who grew up in the church once they get to college decide to leave the church?
美国的专家说60%-70%。
And so according to research, 60%-70%.
这是不可以被接受的一个数据。
And it's not a number we can accept.
但是是一个事实。
But it is a fact.
并且这个趋势是越来越升高。
And it's actually a number that is increasing.
所以感谢主，也有一批的弟兄姐妹，美国教会的同工们看到这个需要，他们在祷告，他们要做一个改变。
And so, praise the Lord, there are people in the church who see this and they're praying and they're trying to make changes.
这给我们一个很大的提醒。
And so it should remind us all.
假设有一家航空公司
If there is an airline,
当你这个坐进来的时候，他们在欢迎你的时候。
And so when they're inviting you as you board the plane,
欢迎大家来到这个天堂的这个飞机航空公司。
And they're welcoming you into Heaven Airlines.
说我们这一家航空公司的那个安全率呢，是差不多每十架飞机里面有四架。能够平安的降落的。
And so they say, well, our record shows that in 10 flights, we have 4 that will bring you safely to your destination.
你还敢坐在那个飞机上面吗？
So will you stay on that plane?
但是专家告诉我们说，刚才站在这边的十几位的孩子们。
But according to the research, those young people you just saw on the stage just now,
如果没有任何改变的话,
if we don't change how we're doing things,
如果按照统计来看的话,
and according to statistics,
10个里面有6个不会在教会,
6 out of 10 of them will not stay in the church.
刚才在这边站了12位。
So I counted there were 12 up here.
大家要把哪一个拿走？
Which ones will you choose to take out?
把他踢到刚才坐的那个地方。
To kick them out in, like in a skit.
哪一个可以上天是上帝的恩典
So who gets to go to heaven? That is according to God's grace.
是上帝的作为
It's according to his will.
但是我们坐在这里的每一位都对这一件事有很大的贡献
But all of us sitting here today can have a great impact on this fact.
所以昨天回顾昨天的信息
So if we remember yesterday's message,
我们整个问题就是问说我所信的这位耶稣，我所信的跟随的这位主，他配得我来跟从他吗？
The central question is how we view this God that we believe in. Is he a God, a Lord that is worthy of my following?
如果他真是我的主的话，我今天的生命应该怎么来活下去？
If he is Lord of my life, then how should my life be?Today.
这也就是我们今天一起来探讨的课题。
And so today we'll continue on this topic.
我们要讲到祝福。
And we're going to talk about blessing.
并且是连连的祝福，好多的祝福。
And it's blessings upon blessings.
因为上帝的心意就是要把赐福、福气赐给众人。
And it is God's will to bless people.
所以首先我们要来看从蒙福到成为祝福。
And so first we want to consider our blessed to be a blessing.
这是上帝的心意。
This is God's will.
神的心意他赐福人的时候总是要这个承受福气的人再成为别人的祝福。
So always when God blesses a person, his will is for that person to become a blessing to others.
所以我们今天蒙受听到福音了接受了福音了。
And so if you're here today and you are accepting the gospel and receiving it,
如果我接受的是真的福音的话,
and if it is the true gospel,
我就是福音的一部分,
then you will become part of that gospel.
就是在我身边的人看到我的时候,
and those around you,
他说福音来了,
when they see you, they will see the gospel.
好,我们现在可不可以对你旁边的人说,
so I want you to say to your neighbor,
我们用 good news 好了,
we'll use good news.
我是你的好消息
I'm your good news
我是你的福音
I'm your gospel
特别是那个人是你的配偶的话你更大声地说我是你的福音
If that person is your spouse please say it even more loudly
好我们现在再把这个事情给大家再有机会跟两三个人讲
So please take this time to practice saying that
上帝的心意就是要每一个蒙福的人成为一个祝福对别人的祝福
And that is God's will for all of us who have been blessed to become a blessing to others
这个从创世纪里面就看到
And we can see this in Genesis
我们先从一个人来开始看
So let's start with one person
上帝招了一个叫亚伯兰的人
God called a man called Abraham
他本来叫亚伯兰后来叫亚伯拉罕
And so originally he was named Abram and then his name was changed to Abraham
好我们一起来念好吗
Let's read together
来你用英文也可以用中文也可以
And whether you want to do English or Chinese we'll do it together
好耶和华对亚伯兰说
The Lord had said to Abram
Leave your
country, your people and your father's household and go to the land I will show you
我必叫你成为大国
I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you
叫你的名伟大
I will make your name great and you will be a blessing I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you I will curse and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you so Abraham left as the Lord had told him and Lot went with him
这边很简单的一个字很简单的字说 他去了
and so here it's very simple it just says he went he left
这个去很重要
it's very important that he left
他去的时候就代表着他顺服了
Because when he left, when he went, that means he obeyed.
其实如果我们看创世纪的话
So if we look at Genesis,
第一到十一章
In chapters 1 through 11,
他讲创造, 讲人犯罪,
it talks about the creation, it talks about the fall, and then also the consequences of sin and the fall.
你说这个历史长不长?
Do you think this is a long history?
很长的时间,
it should be a long period of time.
他用了11章,
it's 11 chapters.
但是从12章到50章, 他讲四个人的故事,
but from chapters 12 to 50, it talks about four men.
这四个人就代表了整个创世纪要记载的中心.
And so the story of these four men make up this central idea of the book of Genesis.
亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 雅各, 约瑟.
So Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
他们要做一件事情.
They're all for one purpose.
要执行上帝的心意.
Is to do the will of God.
上帝的心意是什么呢?
What is the will of God?
他要赐福这一个人.
Is to bless this person.
他要赐福这一个家的人.
And bless this family.
从这个家成为一个族群.
And make this family into a nation.
以后到约瑟的时候成为一个国家, 以色列.
And after Joseph, they become a nation.
在那个埃及地的时候.
And when they're in Egypt.
但是整个上帝对他们的心愿是什么呢? 要他们蒙福, 也有赐福别人。
But all of this God is doing so that they can be blessed and then be blessings to others.
所以我们今天来看的话, 创世纪第一章, 这12章, 第5章, 第1章, 第5章, 第9章, 好几次的讲到神赐福, 赐福, 赐福的开始。
And so we want to look at these three places in Genesis where God is blessing. He's giving out his blessings.
所以来到12章, 他讲亚伯拉罕要成为一个蒙福的人, 并且他要叫万族万国蒙福, 不是一个新的事情。
So in chapter 12, when we see God bless Abram, it is not a new thing.
因为神的心愿就是要赐福, 所有跟他有关系的人。
Because it was God's will all along to bless those we just mentioned.
然后我们讲说, 第一次的出现的时候在什么地方?
So the first time God blesses, where did this occur?
创造第5天。
The fifth day of creation.
第5天创造了在水里面的, 创造在空中里面飞的, 以后神就赐福他们, 并且要他们生养众多, 变满。
And so on the fifth day, God created the fish in the oceans and the birds of the sky, and he blessed them and blessed them to fill the oceans, fill the waters, and fill the skies.
第6天,
on the sixth day,
创造了人,
mankind was made.
同样的, 生养众多, 遍满那地, 并且他要管理整个地上的一切事情。
Again, they were blessed to be fruitful and to fill the land, but they were also asked to rule over the earth and subdue it.
第3次其实是在第2章。
And so the third time is actually in chapter 2.
第2章一开始的时候, 神就息下了他的工作。
At the beginning of chapter 2, God rested.
定第7日为安息日。
And that's when he made the Sabbath.
让这一天成为一个圣日。
He made that day holy.
圣日不是说完全不做工作, huh?
Holy doesn't mean you don't do anything on that day.
这圣日就是分别出来。
Holy means it's set apart.
我以这一天是完全跟神再一次修复跟神的关系。
And that day is dedicated to restoring our relationship with God.
所以如果你要说神赐福给人的话,
so if you want to talk about the blessings God has for mankind,
一个是生养众多,
one is to multiply and be fruitful,
遍满那地,
and to fill the earth.
然后再下来, 他就是要让人跟神 有一个美好的关系。
And after that is for man and God to have a good relationship.
我们今天很快的让大家看一看。
So today I want to go through quickly.
在使徒行传。
In Acts.
我知道以前 这位的牧师孙雅各牧师, 他是使徒行传专家, 所以你们大家都会懂的。
So I know that your pastor's son was an expert in Acts, so I'm sure you will all understand this clearly.
使徒行传里面有多次的记载说上帝赐福教会使人数增加, 对不对?
A lot of times in Acts it says God blessed the church and their numbers increased.
他们的人数就增加了, 增多了。
That more people joined the church.
那个增加增多用两个很特别的字。
And the two words to describe this increase are very special.
在圣经里面出现的时候
，When it occurs in the scriptures，
它的希腊文是翻译自创世纪第一、第二章里面啊，特别是讲到第一章里面讲到他们要什么，大家。
This is like in the same word that is used back in Genesis. What do you think that word is?
生养众多。
To be fruitful and to multiply.
遍满。
To fill the earth.
所以当教会不断成长的时候。
And so as the church is growing.
所以那个写使徒行传的作者路加。
So as Luke wrote Acts.
他刻意用了两个希腊字，是在74译本里面。当那个希伯来文圣经翻成希腊文的时候，所用的两个同样的字源，来表明说现在教会在执行创世纪神的吩咐。
He chose these two words to reflect the same idea back in Genesis that God is now blessing the church in the same way so that the church can fill the earth.
所以当我们的家庭里面真正信主的人增加的时候，我们就按照生养众多这个观念来成长。
And so within our own families, when we bring more into the family of God, then that is where we are really fulfilling God's will for us to be fruitful and multiply.
请记得这边所讲的赐福，要赐福给亚伯拉罕，然后透过亚伯拉罕再把福气赐给别人。
So in this passage, we see that Abraham was blessed, but the purpose was for him to become a blessing to others.
如果我信的福音一定是福音的话，我一定要把它传给别人。
Because if I've really believed in the good news, then I should want to share with others.
中国人最传福音的。
Chinese people are
good in
a very good at sharing the good news.
譬如就有一个这样子的这个传说的故事。
So there's this legend.
在某个在美国一个某一个地方。
Somewhere in America.
一个理发师。
There was a barber.
那一天他理发的时候来了一个美国人，一个这个白人。
And so, an American walked into the barber shop.
剪了头发以后他要付钱。那个老板说今天不收钱，今天是我的生日。
And so after he got his haircut, the customer went to pay, and the owner said, no, you don't need to pay today, it's my birthday, so it's free.
那个白人走了之后就写了一个致谢卡，我非常谢谢你啊，就把这个写了一封信就寄给他了。
And so afterwards, this customer wrote a thank you note and sent it back to the shop.
在第二个来的是一个黑皮肤的啊，我们说美国籍的非洲这个非洲人啊。
And so the next customer was an African American.
同样不收钱。
He did not charge this customer either.
这个黑人就跳起来，把那个理发师抱起来，在那边跳舞。
And so this customer, he was very excited, and he gave a great big hug to the barber and jumped up and down with him.
第三个是老钟。
And so the third customer is a Chinese.
老钟要付钱了。今天不收钱，生日。
And so same thing, he's getting ready to pay and said, no, today's my birthday, you don't need to pay.
他就谢谢谢谢谢谢。
And so the customer says, thank you.
过了不久。
A little while later.
有十个中国人站在门口，
要
进来了。
There were 10 other Chinese lined up at the door.
这么好的消息，怎么能够不传呢？
Because this good news, how can I not share it?
特别是免费的。
Especially it's free.
真正得到那个免费的好处，你一定要传给别人，对不对？
Because if you find something free, I'm sure you will tell others about it.
所以我们今天来问自己一个问题，说到底我信的福音是真的福音吗？
So we need to ask ourselves, is the gospel that we've believed in really the good news?
假如真是福音的话，
Because if it is really the good news,
它要让我成为福音。
Because it will make me into the good news.
并且我这个福音是要不单单留在我自己的，是要一定要给别人的。
And not only will it just be part of me, it must also go out to others.
而且是当他到了别人的手中的时候，我才看到，这个福音不单是真的能够救人，还能够救别人。
And only when we share it with others can we see the power of the gospel.
所以我今天要告诉大家哈。
And so today I want to share with all of you.
那个世界村的概念。 或者是世界贸易的机构的这个概念，不是可口可乐想出来的。
And so today, our Global Village and our World Trade Organization, these are not made up by Coca-Cola or any other company.
也不是麦当劳想出来的。
And it's not McDonald's that invented this.
我们的上帝，他就是一个跨国公司的大老板。
Because our God, He was the first international company boss.
他就是要让他的生意能够遍及全球。
Because He's always planned for His business to be global.
所以他要赐福人，让人赐福万国。
Because His will is to bless people so that they can become a blessing to all nations.
但是我们必须要出去。 我们要祝福别人
But we must leave. We must be willing to go.
请记得哈, 它不是一个建议。
This is not a suggestion.
他来对亚伯兰德说, 好不好, 你考虑一下。
He didn't say to Abraham, well, just think about it.
那个从乌尔到迦南地很远的。
It's kind of a long way.
路上很危险。
Might be some dangers on the road.
你想清楚之后,
but after you considered it,
最好问一问太太的意见。
And consult your wife.
没有。 他说, no.
God just said, go.
你一定要离开,
you have to go.
请记得哈,
and so remember,
当时的乌尔,
at that time,
是整个世界文明的中心。
At that time, Ur was the center of civilization.
所以乌尔不是撒哈拉大沙漠,
it's not like out in the desert.
他是对这个大城市里面的乌尔的亚伯兰说, 你要离开这个地方。
God called Abram from this big city, this center of civilization, to go out to a rural area, more the wilderness, a place that we would think is the boonies. And a place where people have idol worship.
上帝他们说你们要去
But God still said, you must go and you will become a blessing to the
nations. 那是一个命令。
That was a command.
要去, 要叫别人, 得到祝福。
Go and bless others.
所以在创世纪第12章、第18章、22章、26章、28章, 上帝不但是对亚伯兰说, 也对以撒说, 也对雅各说。
So in all these passages in Genesis, God says the same thing to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob.
每次都提到,
and every time he says
要他们出去,
that they must go.
然后到了加拉太书第三章,
in Galatians chapter 3,
我们先用英文来念一次,
let's read it in English first.
来一起来念,
together. Understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you.
好, 我请刚刚念过圣经的人想一想，这边所讲的福音是什么？
So I want you to think about this gospel in the passage we just read. What is it?
好, 我们来看一看这个中文，一起来念。所以你们要知道，那以信为 就是亚伯拉罕的子孙，并且上帝要叫一切，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕，说万国必因你得福。请问那个福先传给亚伯拉罕的福音是什么？
So I want to ask you, what is this gospel that Abraham received?
对我们今天来说，是我要得福。
Today we might think it's the blessing that we have.
但是当保罗把这个福音把它写成圣经的意思的时候，是万国要因你得福。
But here, when Paul wrote this, the gospel is for all nations to be blessed.
就是一个人要祝福所有的人。
That through one person, the blessing will come to all nations.
一个亚伯拉罕的信心。
Just according to the faith of Abraham.
他要成为万国之父。
He will become the father of nations.
哦, 所有的人都说亚伯兰是我的祖先。
And everyone will call Abraham father.
因为他顺服上帝。
Because he obeyed God.
他不但自己蒙福。
Not only was he blessed himself.
透过他的信心让众人能够得到神的福气。
But through his obedience and faith, all peoples are blessed.
所以加拉太书在第三章29节就讲到说，我们其实就是神的恩典。
So we see in Galatians that we are actually God's blessing.
我们是神的福音。
we're the gospel.
但是如果真正是福音的话，不单单是我蒙福，别人要蒙。
But not only should we receive the blessing ourselves, it is blessing for others.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's look at an example.
福音跟福州人有很多的关系，很深的关系。
The blessing and the people of 福州 have a lot of strong ties.
这里有福州的弟兄姐妹吗
？Do we have anyone from 福州 here?
举个手。哦，有，感谢主。啊，感谢主哈。好，1847年。
In 1847.
1847年那个时候，鸦片战争刚刚完啊、结束了。
It was at the end of the Opium War.
有五个港口打开，让外国人可以来经商。
And so the ports were open so that trade could happen once again.
其中一个地方是福州。
And one of those ports was 福州。
所以美国在纽约有一群的宣教士。
And so in New York, there was a group of missionaries.
我们要派人到福州去。
They sent people to 福州。
1847年到了。
In 1847,
这个人叫麦利和牧师。
Reverend McClay.
请记得哈，他当时这个旅途上坐船坐了半年之久。
That this boat trip took him over half a year.
所以那个时代没有短宣的。
There was no short-term mission at that time.
因为短宣不是真的的宣教。
Because a short-term mission isn't really a mission trip.
短宣其实是一个访问，一个是拜访，宣教是去看去学。
So a short-term mission is really just a visit.
这位宣教是到了福州。
But this missionary, he went to 福州。
我要告诉大家，福州的人心很硬的。
But I have to say that the people of 福州 their hearts were hard.
对不起啊，得罪你哈。
Sorry.
为什么这样子讲呢
？Why do I say that?
因为在那一边工作了很久，没有人能够悔改。
Because after many a long time working there, he didn't have anybody.
1854年的时候，经过那么长的时间之后，还是没有所成。
In 1854, there was still no fruit from his work.
如果大家派一个宣教士哈
，So if you sent out a missionary,
啊，把他派到日本去
，Let's say to Japan.
哦，他写信回来
，And he writes back to you.
感谢主，我在这边已经工作了三年
，That I've worked here for 3 years.
还没有带领一个人信主
，But I haven't led anyone to Christ.
啊，那第四年他又写同样的信
，And fourth year he writes the same letter to you.
第五年他写同样的信。
Fifth year, same thing.
第六年
Sixth year.
如果你会做什么决定
What will you decide at that point?
宣道不同工，你们做什么决定
So how will your missions deacon decide at that point?
哦，那个就是纽约做的决定
And so that is what New York decided.
回来了
They called him back.
要他回来
They called him back.
因为为什么呢？他们派了有12个，除了他们夫妇两个之外。有其他12个宣教士去了那个工厂之后，有一些住不下去了，离开；有一些死在那个地方。
So other than Reverend McClay, there were 12 other missionaries sent to 福州, and some of them had already given up and returned, and some of them died there.
他有一个好朋友，
he had a good friend,
是一个英国人做生意的，
a businessman from England.
哦，你还是好好的。全家回家吧，不要在这边浪费你的青春了。
And his friend advised him, "You should go back home. You know, don't waste your time here anymore."
但是福州弟兄姐妹要感谢他。
But those brothers and sisters from 福州, you should really thank him.
他坚持到底。
Because he persisted.
10年之后。
10 years later.
第一个福州人受洗。
He had his first convert and baptized.
值得吗
？Do you think it's worth it？
值得吗
？What do you think？
今天大家去福州看一看。
So you go to 福州 today。
在中国，其中一个最多基督徒的地方就是福州。
福州 is one of the places in China with the most Christians。
你到这个福州好多的地方啊，他们的房子外面写的这个对联，
if、
红色的对联。
If you go and look at the red posters on the door, yeah, the couplets on the doors.
哦，一边是写 Hallelujah， 一边是以马内利。
And one side will say Hallelujah, and the other side will say Emmanuel.
或者是都是圣经里面祝福的话。
Or there will be blessings from the Bible.
哦，都是基督徒啊。
Because they're all Christians.
因为一百多年前，150多年前，有一位宣教士 坚持到底，十年在那边要祝福那边的人。
Because over 150 years ago, there was one missionary who decided to stay and work there for 10 years.
刚刚讲的不是我要讲的重点。
But that was not the main point.
150年之后，在纽约， 1993年。
So 150 years later, in 1993, in New York,
有一个教会叫敏恩堂，有没有人听过
？There's a church there. Does anybody recognize it?
这个教会，每一年的圣诞节，每一年的那个复活节，受洗的人数，不是几个，不是几十个。
So every Christmas time and Easter time, this church has baptism for not just a few or tens of people, but it's hundreds of people.
我问那个牧师啊，我说你今天这个给150个人洗礼啊，你累不累啊？
So I asked this pastor, are you tired after baptizing like 150 people?
他说第二天走路都这个样。
He said, oh yeah, the next day I can't really walk straight.
这个教会上帝很赐福他们。
And so God has really blessed this church.
这在纽约时报。
So
在2006年出了一个新闻。
In the New York Times, there was an article in 2006.
他就讲的好多这个非法的移民进到美国之后，福州人。
It says a lot of illegal immigrants from 福州。
他们就透过那个这个打电话 call in。来查经
that they actually have Bible study through the phone by calling in.
有一百多个人在听
There's over 100 people listening.
你们有想象着在密歇根州里面一个小小的城市里面有一个唯一的中餐馆
And so think about in Michigan, there's one Chinese restaurant in this tiny town.
在那边打工的人每一天看的就是这几个中国人
And there are just the few Chinese people in the town is the workers in the restaurant.
从早到晚
So all day long,
一个礼拜工作七天
and they work 7 days a week.
啊，不要告诉那个政府哈。
But don't tell the government.
他们一个礼拜工作七天，唯一盼望的是什么呢？那个查经的时候。
That in 7 days a week, their only thing to look forward to is that Bible study.
这个受访的这位这个年轻人说，每一次主是那么的亲近，那么感受到弟兄姐妹的爱。
And so the person they interviewed said every time he's in this Bible study, he can feel God's love. He can feel the love of the brothers and sisters.
那我不再感觉到孤单。
That I don't feel lonely anymore.
你看他们教会的退休会。
So you can see their church retreat picture.
好多人啊。
A lot of people.
好，有一个年轻人，一个美国人，他就来研究福州人信主的这个情况。就写了一个论文，这本书名叫《God in Chinatown》。有谁看过这本书
？Has anybody seen this book？
很精彩的书，看一看。
You should read it。
他是在纽约大学来做这个研究的。
He studied at New York University and did this research。
他就讲到这个教会在1993年献堂，正式成为敏恩基督教会。
Is that in 1993, this church was established?
他们那个时候就买下了以前政府那个市政府建的一个澡堂啊，一个 bath house， 给来自意大利的这些来的那个移民，让他们能够洗澡。因为他们很脏。
So this structure was originally owned by the government as a bathhouse built for the Italian immigrants.
我没有时间讲他们这个买这个堂这个很精彩的故事，根本没有钱，竟然能够买下这个堂。
But I don't have time to go into the story of how they actually purchased this property. They didn't have money at the time.
但是这本书它的形容很精彩。
But the description in the book is great.
他讲过去是洗来自意大利的移民。的身体。
So in the past, this building was a bathhouse to wash the bodies of the Italian immigrants.
现在一百多年之后，是洗来自福州的移民的灵魂。
But 100 years later, now it washes the spirits and the souls of the immigrants from 福州。
特别是这个教会也洗礼的。
Because this church, they perform baptism.
就让人跟神的国有份啊。
So bring people into God's kingdom.
所以我可以讲说这个论文所以是说从澡堂到教堂。
And so it's from bathhouse to church.
本来是清洁这个贫穷的移民，后来是洁净另外一批移民的心灵。
And so originally it was to just clean the outside of the body, but now it actually washes the soul.
好，再跟大家讲一讲这个福州人的这个移民的故事。
So more stories about the Fuzhou immigrants.
2000年有一个标大的这个报章的一个标题。
In 2000, there's a news, big news story.
就是集装箱里面的偷渡客。
That there are illegal immigrants in these big containers.
有谁看过这个新闻？
Have you read this news article? Some of you.
就是在这个集装箱里面，他们用集装箱的方式躲在里面，拿了食物，有足够的这个旅途上的这个食物，带了一些手电筒，就要过海，过到美国这个好的土地来。
That these immigrants, they hide inside the containers and they bring food and supplies so that they can arrive in America.
两个多星期来到西雅图。
Over 2 weeks later, they arrive in Seattle.
有三十多位的偷渡客里面，每一个人要付$60,000才能够偷渡过来。
And about 30 illegal immigrants, and each of them had to pay $60,000 US for the trip.
但是在路途上遇到暴风，结果呢有三个人死了。
But three of them died during the trip.
他们要喝的水已经喝完了，他们要吃的食物已经用完了，他们买的手电筒因为那个卖的人造假，那个电池很快就没电了，就看不到，在暗中里面渡过那个海洋。
And because of the thunderstorms during the trip, they had ran out of supplies.
当西雅图港务局的人发现的时候，就已经在脱水的状态，三十多个还生存的送到医院去。
And so by the time the coast, the border workers, the port workers found them, these people were in bad condition and they had to be rushed to the hospital.
有三十四个被关在监牢里头。
And so 34 were sent to prison.
那个就是那个。他们回来的时候到的西雅图所照的照片。
And this is a picture of how they arrived in Seattle.
很难想象他们的情况是怎么样的。
You can't even imagine this situation.
关在西雅图附近的一个监牢。
And so they were sent to a prison in Seattle.
西雅图一个教会的弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters from a church in Seattle.
他们就想说我们一定要去关心这一些同胞。
And they said, we need to go visit them.
哦，结果就好不容易。
So after a lot of effort,
得到准许。
They got permission.
派人去看一看他们。
That they could send people to visit these immigrants.
但是这三十多个人当中没有一个人想跟他们打交道。
But none of these people wanted to actually meet with the brothers and sisters from the church.
他们现在是生不如死。
Because they, at this point, they would rather die than to live.
因为他们欠了多少钱呢？$60,000。
Because they owe over $60,000.
他们的家人要还这笔钱债。
That their families have to pay that debt.
现在又被关起来。
And now they're in prison.
很快就有可能被送回去。
And will most likely be sent back.
就非常的绝望。
So they are hopeless.
根本一点想生存的这个盼望都没有。
And they have no hope to stay alive, no will to stay alive.
结果这些弟兄姐妹在看他们的时候，好不容易再慢慢跟他们谈话。
And so slowly the brothers and sisters were able to converse with them.
就对他们说，我们盼望以后每个星期天来带你们一起唱诗歌。
And said, well, we hope to be able to come back and visit you every Sunday, and maybe we can sing some praise together.
第一次来了几个人。
So the first time, a couple of people showed up.
但是很奇妙的。
But amazingly,
过了不久，
after a while,
他们就开始有几个人信耶稣了。
A couple of them accepted Christ.
而且到信耶稣之后，他们那个整个人的人生观完全改变了。
And after these few converts, their entire outlook on life changed.
几个月里面有十六个受洗了。
And 16 were baptized.
哦，这十六个受洗之后，当然很高兴啊，弟兄姐妹也很高兴，就装备他们，让他们成为主的门徒。
And so after these 16 were baptized, the brothers and sisters discipled them so that they can be discipled.
这十六个人他信了耶稣之后，生命里面充满着喜乐。他们不但是自己喜欢唱歌， 他还录了好多的这个诗歌，以后就分发给别人。
And so these 16 believers, they sang songs and sang praise, and they also recorded it to share with others.
后来监狱爆满了。
And so the prison got too full.
把他们当中的一些人就分到州里面的其他的监狱里头去。
So some of them were sent to a different prison.
结果偷渡客成为了宣教士。
And so these illegal immigrants have now become missionaries.
他去到一个地方，他们就把福音传给他们可以讲的对象，他们的同胞。
And so at their new prison, they share the gospel with the other people from Fuzhou that they speak with.
越来越多人信主了。
So more and more people came to believe.
以后他们就开始在不同的地方开始敬拜了。
And so they began little worship services at different locations.
他们的诗歌里面充满着盼望，结果吸引了好多墨西哥人来。
And so in their praise, there's a lot of hope, and even the Mexicans became attracted to their worship.
他们不但来听，墨西哥人就坐在他们当中。
So the Mexicans also sat among them during the worship services.
后来华人教会的牧师去找一些墨西哥讲西班牙话的这个牧师。
And so the Chinese pastors found some Spanish-speaking pastors.
Hey, 我们不会讲墨西哥话。
We don't speak Spanish.
我们不会讲西班牙话。你们一定要来，把福音传给你们西班牙讲西班牙语的人。
So you need to come with us so that you can share the gospel with these immigrants from Mexico.
后来就开始了西班牙语的这个福音事工。
And so then there's a Spanish gospel. Work in the prisons.
一位研究者说，在2008到2009年之间，有来自100多个国家的人开始参加聚会了。
And so one research says that in the years 2008 to 2009, over 1,100 people began attending church.
来自100多个国家，当中有来自伊拉克的，有来自伊朗的，有来自阿拉伯的，其他的各个地方的人。
And they're from all different countries, from Iraq, from Iran, all over the place.
请问这个福音事工是从谁开始的呢？
So where did this work begin? Who started this work?
那些差一点在海上死去的这34个人当中的弟兄姐妹。
Is these brothers and sisters who almost died on their trip over here.
但他们被主的爱拯救之后，他就不能够安静了。
But after God saved them through his love, they couldn't stay quiet anymore.
他们要开始成为别人的祝福。
Because they had to become blessings to others.
但是这个故事没有停在这边哈。
But the story does not end here.
其中有一个偷渡客他就被送回中国了。
And so one of them was sent back to China.
在中国待了不久，他的舅舅在厄瓜多尔写了一封信给他。
So his uncle who was in Uruguay sent a letter to him.
就说我们这边打鱼啊，很有希望，赶快过来帮忙我们。
And said, well, the fishing is really good here. You should come and help us.
他过来之后
，So he went.
不久
，And not long.
写一封信给西雅图的华人教会。
He wrote a letter to the Seattle Church.
请你们派宣教士来。
Can you send a missionary here?
这边这个机会太大了。
There's a lot of opportunity here.
没有一个人听过福音。
Because none of them have heard the gospel.
结果西雅图教会一祷告，以后就派人去了。
So after prayer, the church sent some people over.
在厄瓜多尔开始的第一家这个渔村里面的华人教会。
And so in this fishing village, they started this Chinese church.
是谁开始的呢？
So how did this start?
就是这个偷渡客。
It's through this illegal immigrant.
他蒙受了恩典。
Because he was blessed.
他看到的不是钱财。
What he saw was not money.
他看到的是一个宣教的机会。
But what he saw was an opportunity to share the gospel.
福音把一个偷渡客改变成了一位宣教的先锋。
And it is the gospel who changed this illegal immigrant into a missionary.
弟兄姐妹，我们的上帝他是一位伟大的上帝。
Brothers and sisters, our God is a great God.
因为他的心愿就是要我们祝福万国万民。
Because His will is for us to be a blessing to all nations, to all people.
我没有机会给大家来讲，但是你如果回去看诗篇第67篇。
I don't have time now, but when you go home, please look at Psalm 67.
一开始的时候，他是求神赐福他。
In the beginning, the psalmist asked for God's blessing.
但是如果你看这一篇诗的话
，But if you read the whole psalm,
它的结构是一个交叉结构。
You'll see that it has a change in the middle.
它的中间第四节是它的中心点。
The central message is in verse 4.
第四节说什么呢
？What does verse 4 say?
万国都要因着神的恩典来到他的面前蒙福。
That may the nations be glad and sing for joy, and the peoples, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth.
在马太福音第二十八章里面
，In Matthew 28,
如果你看 King James Version 的话
，If you look at the King James Version,
哦，有一个人信主之后，他很高兴。
One person after he believed in the Lord, he was very happy.
他姓罗的，从香港来。
Because his last name is Low, and he's from Hong Kong.
他说我的名在圣经里面。
Look, my name is in the Bible.
并且他说 Low, I will be with you. I'm with you always.
Because it says I am with you always.
哇，好高兴啊！
So he was very joyful.
我们这边有没有姓罗的？
Does anybody have Low as their last name?
哇，你的名字在圣经里面。
So your name is in the Bible.
大家要不要？要。
Do you want to have that blessing?
但是如果你注意看的话，这个圣经里面还有另外一个中国名字。
And so if you look in there, there's another Chinese name.
Go.
Go.
你记得那个 Pastor Stephen Tan 吗？
Do you remember Pastor Stephen Tan?
他是 Stephen Go Tan， 就是这个 Go。
His full name is Stephen Go Tan。
请记得哈。
So remember.
Go and Low are the same person.
Go and low are the same.
如果你要神对你说，主对你说，我与你同在，你必须要怎样呢？去。
So if you want God to say I am with you always, then you must also go.
你没有去的话，主就不需要跟你同在了。
Because if you don't go anywhere, why does He need to stay with you?
因为这个应许是对谁说的？所以对去的人。
Because what is this promise for? This promise is for those who go.
所以哪一个教会？派越多的宣教士出去的话，那个教会里面就有神对他们说 ，Lo, I'm with you always.
So whichever church is sending out missionaries, this is the church that God says, Lo, I am with you always.
因为神不要一个人只专顾自己的事情，只专顾自己的家，只专顾所有的跟自己有关的事情。
Because God does not want us to only care about what affects ourselves, our family, or our own life.
可能大家听过戴季中牧师。
You've probably heard of
James Taylor.
James Taylor.
他讲对中国信弟兄姐妹说。
And he said to the Chinese brothers and sisters.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
”He said, "Dear brothers and sisters."
不要只向中国人传福音。
Don't just share the gospel with Chinese.
没有错，没有错。我们要向中国人传福音，要向他们传福音，要。带他们信主，没错，我们应该做的。
Of course, we should share the gospel with the Chinese.
但是不要光光只向中国人传福音。
But don't stop there.
因为这是错误的观念。
Because that is the wrong idea.
因为圣经里面没有，从来没有说你只要向你自己的本族的人传福音就好了。
Because the Bible does not tell us to only share the gospel with those of our own group.
我们在美国很多华人教会。
And there are a lot of Chinese churches in America.
我也拜访过好多的华人教会。
And I visited a lot of them.
几乎每一个华人教会都做宣教。
And every one of them have missions work.
当我们把他的这个看一看，说他们支持什么宣教机构的时候，他们是支持中国的宣教。
And so when I look at the people they support and the missionary that they send out, it's mostly for Chinese people.
Oh, 他有人派人到非洲去，很好。
And they send people to Africa, yes.
但在非洲做中国人的宣教。
But they're there in Africa to reach the Chinese.
他们说我会讲中文，所以向中国人传福音，这个理所当然。
I said, well, of course, because I speak Chinese, so I would share with the Chinese.
如果是这样子的思想的话。
But if this is how you think,
可能中国到现在还没有信主。
Then perhaps China is not quite there yet.
所以的宣教士是想到自己的国家绝对没有人出去的话， 我们今天没有别的人可以信主。
Because if any country only thinks about sharing the gospel within their own people group, then the gospel will not be spread.
我们要很快的往下看啊。
So we need to continue moving ahead.
好，提醒你身边的人。
So remind those around you.
你是我的祝福。
You're my blessing.
好，跟他们讲一讲，你是我的祝福。
So share with those around you.
我们来看一看，我们说大使命。
So let's talk about the Great Commission.
这边讲的是天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
It says that all authority has been given to me.
所以你们要去。
So you should go.
使万民做我的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And teach them all that I have taught you, then I will be with you till the end of the times.
我们知道说，在四个福音里面都提到大使命。
So we know that this great commission is recorded in all four gospels.
有不同的办法。
In different ways.
我以前看的时候
，When I used to look at this,
认为是耶稣讲了一篇道，所以呢用四个人用不同的角度来形容。
I thought that it was one sermon that Jesus gave, and so four different people described it in four different ways.
但是当我仔细来看的时候
，But when I looked at it more carefully,
路加福音、约翰福音
，In Luke and John,
然后再下来马可福音
，And then in Mark,
还有其他的这个使徒行传
，And also in Acts,
你会看到他们的时间不一样。
You can see that it occurs at different times.
路加跟约翰所形容的是复活节的那一天，那个礼拜天。
And so in Luke and John, it occurs on the first Easter.
大家回去慢慢看一看啊。
So you should go home and look at it carefully.
然后在马可福音是在第八天。
In Mark, it's on the eighth day.
你怎么分辨出来呢？有一次有多马，有一次没有有一次没多马，后来有多马了。
How can you tell the difference? Once there was Thomas was not there, and the other time he was.
然后再下来我们看另外一个记载是讲到第二周
，and next, it's the next week.
再下来，在使徒在马太福音里面讲到的时候是要到加利利的山上加利利那边在山上去，所以前面是在耶路撒冷，那个是另外一次了。
And so in Acts, it's in a different location. It previously was all taken place in Jerusalem, but now it's on the mountaintop.
所以马太福音那个大使命是在另外一回再讲的。
And so in Matthew, that great commission is another occurrence of it.
然后到了《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
And so lastly, in Acts 1:8,
耶稣要升天了，要离开了。
Jesus is about to ascend.
在什么地方
？Where is he?
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。
Back in Jerusalem.
地点不一样。
But where?
地点不一样。
It's a different location.
结果如果你看复活的耶稣每一次向门徒讲话的时候都讲同样的东西。
And so you can see that the resurrected Jesus, each time he appeared to his disciples, he said the same thing.
至少门徒记录的时候每一个都记录同样的事情，说向万国向万民要去到要到地极去把福音传给地极的人。
Because all of these records that we have says that that we must go and share the gospel.
所以主耶稣说要使万民做我的门徒。
And so Jesus said to make all peoples my disciple.
马可福音说要向普天下传福音给万民。
And in Mark it says go throughout the world.
路加福音说要传到万邦。
And in Luke it says you must go from Jerusalem to all nations.
在使徒行传是说直到地极。
And in Acts it says to the end of the world.
请记得是在不同的时候不同的地方讲的。
Remember that this is all different occurrences at different places and different times.
你差不多可以做一个总结。
And so you can make a conclusion.
好像耶稣每一次向门徒显现的时候
that each time Jesus appeared to his disciples.
都讲同一件事。
He had the same message.
其他的没有很多的记载。
We don't have a lot of record about other things.
所以如果我们问自己说, 复活的耶稣基督他关心什么?
So if we ask ourselves, what was on the mind of Jesus after he resurrected?
他关心的就是神对亚伯拉罕的吩咐。
What was on his mind was the command that Abraham received.
他所关心的是上帝创造世界的时候所做的那个决定，要赐福一个人，透过这个人是祝福更多的人。
And what he had on his mind was God's decision when he created mankind to bless one person and through that person bless all nations.
其中一个叫戴德生。
And so one of these people is Hudson Taylor.
我们很认识他,
and we are very familiar with him.
大家看一看这个日期, 1866年9月30号。
So if you look at this date, 1866, September
30th.
刚刚过,
not too long. And about 150 years.
It was the first group of missionaries arrived in China.
坐着这艘船就在这边, 大家看到,
and in this picture, you can see the boat that they took to get there. And it took them many months to get there. And they went through two hurricanes.
进到上海港口的时候, 他们那个,这个船, 这个叫船什么? 桅杆, 啊, 已经折断了, 那个帆, 已经都破裂了。
And so by the time they arrived in Shanghai, the mast was broken and also the sails were in tatters.
但是上帝使用这一个,这一群人。
But God used this group of people.
我们再看一看,这个是另外一个9月30号。
And this is another September 30th.
这是一个多星期前。
It's about a week ago.
在济州岛,韩国的济州岛。
And in Korea.
他们在那边开第二次的 2030中国宣教大会。
And so they're having a missionary conference to China for 2030.
中国的领袖,教会领袖们。
So is the church leaders from China.
来开大会。
They're having a meeting there.
他们说我们要在2030年派2万个宣教士。
Their goal is that in the year 2030, they're going to send 20,000 missionaries.
2万个中国宣教士。
20,000 Chinese missionaries.
你知道他们要去哪里吗?
Where are they going to go?
全世界。
The whole world.
中国的宣教士现在要派2万个宣教士, 在20年之后, 15年之后, 去到世界各地把福音传遍天下。
And so the plan for these Chinese pastors is that in 15 years, they will send 20,000 missionaries all over the world from China.
因为他们说要回 报福音债，因为至少有2万个以上的宣教士曾经到过中国来。
Because they wanted to repay the debt that China has, because there's been over 20,000 missionaries who went to China.
而且有一个很好的榜样。
And we have a good example.
韩国在 不久之前，他们的宣教士人数已经超过2万个 宣教士。
Because not too long ago, the Korean church missionaries that they've sent out passed that 20,000 mark.
他们也是用20年的时间来达到这一点。
And they arrived at this number in about 20 years.
当然, 我们中国人就说, 韩国人可以, 我们为什么不行?
So of course they said, well, if the Koreans can do it, then we can do it.
所以他们也立定心志, 祷告, 盼望, 计划, 训练, 培训, 鼓励, 希望在未来的是十几年的时间，有2万个宣教士从中国出来。
And so they're praying, they're working, they're training, and they're equipping so that they can have the 20,000 missionaries sent out.
John Stott, 他是一个很著名的教会的神学家。
John Stott is a famous theologian.
他说我们必须胸怀普世。
He said we must be global Christians.
我们必须有一个普世的意向。
With a global vision.
因为我们的上帝是普世的上帝。
Because our God is a global God.
所以不要把我们的神局限在一个小小的地方。
So don't bind our God to a specific location.
抱歉，我过了时间是吗？
So am I over time?
还有多少时间？ 还有 10 more minutes 啊。 Okay, good, 谢谢。如果大家到俄亥俄州
If you go to Ohio, you'll find an Oberlin College.
那边有一个最大的一个纪念庚子年，就是1900年，有186个宣教士他们子女被杀的一个庞大的纪念碑。
And there's a, you will find a memorial there for over 186 missionaries who were martyred.
这个学校派了18位宣教士和他们的子女，这对不起，这是这个学校有18位宣教士和子女是他们的学校毕业的，去到那边被杀了。
And so, the missionaries all graduated from this college, and they and their families were martyred.
很大的一个纪念碑。
And you can see this memorial is quite large.
他在正中间那个地方写着一个他们的信仰。
And in the middle, it has a statement of their faith.
他说耶和华掌权。
It says the Lord
reigns. 这是他掌权。耶和华作王。
That he is the Lord.
这些事情不能够推翻上帝的这个国度。
Because none of this could overcome his kingdom.
你可以想象说180多个宣教士和他们的子女被杀之后，大家可以想到那个逝去是怎样的事情。
I'm sure you can imagine the sadness that must be felt after over 180 missionaries and their families were martyred.
有一个从香港来的一个工程师。
And so there's a
engineer
from Hong Kong.
很成功事业上。
He is very successful in his work.
在他快要退休的时候，他就有一个心愿，他要做一件事情。
And as he's about to retire, he had a wish.
他要把这100多位的宣教士的名字、他们的背景。他们的各样的事情把它记载下来成书。
He decided that he would write a book to record the stories of these over 180 missionaries and their families.
结果印成一本厚厚的一本书，中文写的。
And so it became this thick book in Chinese.
就讲到这些宣教士他们写的信。
And it talks about the letters that these missionaries wrote.
等他找到是最后一封的信。快要死以前的信写出来的最一封信，他就把它记载下来，好多很感动人。我这边给大家看几封。
And so he collected the last letters from all of these missionaries, and I will share some of them with you.
有一个宣教师，他说：“亲爱的朋友，不要忘记中国的信徒，为他们祷告。”
And one of them wrote, "Pray for the Chinese Christians."
求上帝使中国的信徒在这可怕的黑暗中，成为火热。
Pray that God would make them burning and shining lights in the midst of this awful darkness.
灿烂夺目的火炬，把福音传向全中国四方啊，在全中国四方传扬。
That their light would shine to all the corners of China.
另外一个宣教士
，another missionary.
我把他的中文已经不小心删掉，你用英文来念。
Okay, I'm sorry. I removed the Chinese by accident. Let's read it in English.
我刚刚有没有中文的？哦，没有。
So it says, this is a sad time for China. If all missionaries are murdered, it will move the church in a remarkable way. If it is God's way of evangelizing China, surely we must be ready to die for the gospel's sake. None of us want to die, but we all want to say, thy will be done.
他很简单地说，如果上帝选择用这个办法，要让福音传遍中国的话，我们当中没有一个宣教是想要死的。但是如果神选择这个办法的话，我们说愿你的旨意成就。
And so they said, "Thy will be done."
另外一个宣教士。
Another missionary.
倘若我们没有办法逃脱，请转告我们的朋友，我们是为主和为中国而死，别让你们的心担忧忧愁，也不要让手下垂，也不要胆怯。到了时候，在此散播的种子一定要结实收成。当这场暴乱平息后，请差派更多人到中国来。
He wrote, "If we're not able to escape, tell all our friends we live and die for the Lord and China. The seed sown will surely bear fruit of a ripened harvest in due time. When it is quiet again, seed out more witness to China. Send out more witness to China."
一个快要死的一个宣教士。
And these missionaries were about to die.
他们也说你们为我报仇。
They didn't say revenge me.
派更多的宣教士来。
But they said send more missionaries.
这位师母。
And this is one of the wives of the missionary.
她跟她的丈夫两个孩子还在怀着孕，全部被杀死。
And she and her husband and her two children, and also while pregnant, they were murdered.
我们不能够想象怎样救主将怎样迎接我，但深信一定是会补偿现今那种令人提心吊胆的邪念。我没有后悔来中国，唯一遗憾的是我只做了那么一点点。
I do not regret coming to China, but I am sorry I have done so little.
那个妈妈有两个孩子，还怀着孕。
This mother, she had two children and she was pregnant as well.
她也知道她很难逃脱这个死。
She knew that she probably will not escape death.
因为他们已经听到消息，很多宣教士被杀害了。
Because they have already heard many missionaries have already died.
但是我没有后悔来中国。
But she says, I do not regret coming to China.
这位迪松牧师。
And this Pastor Dixon.
我们逃走的机会没有了，很微乎一其微，但我们早已视死如归。若主嘱咐我们，当乐意把生命摆上，全体宣教士都同意在危险中。倘若我们无以生还，将来必定有更多的宣教士来替代我们。
He wrote, if we must die, we are not afraid. If the Lord bids us, we will cheerfully lay down our lives for His sake.
那个英文写的是 cheerfully. Cheerfully 就是高高兴兴的。
Yeah, cheerfully is joyfully.
这位 Pitkin 牧师。
This is Pastor Pitkin.
耶鲁撒大学的高材生。
And he's from Yale.
他殉道前对他的一位中国的仆人说，他说，老万，请告诉小河里，就是他儿子的母亲，请告诉儿子的母亲，嘱咐小河里他的儿子，当你父亲最后的遗嘱就是，当你25岁的时候回到中国来当宣教士。
He sent word through his servant that you must tell Horace, which is his son, Horace's mother, that my last will for you is that when you turn 25, that you return to China to become a missionary.
另外一位小聂姑娘。
This is May Nathan.
她说来这边刚刚一年，刚学会一点中文，很多人会说，为什么要去呢？浪费生命。亲爱的，绝非如此，要信靠神，他绝不误事，他的作为全然美好。
He said, I've been here just about a year and I've only learned a little Chinese. And many people say, why did she go? She's wasting her life. My beloved, it is not so. You must trust in the Lord and because He does not make mistakes and everything He does is good.
100多位宣教士。
So over 100 missionaries.
他们知道他们要面对死了。
They're facing death.
但他们心高。心甘情愿地说，我愿意来这边，我没有后悔。
But they say they have no regrets and they are willing to die.
但他们在死前有一个祷告，有一个看见。
And before they died, they had a prayer and they had a vision.
有更多的宣教师要来中国。
They saw there will be more missionaries sent to China.
有更多的中国人要信耶稣。
Because there will be more Chinese who will believe in Jesus.
你知道，再过不久。
You know that not long after?
在离开现在不久。
Not long
from now.
From now.
中国的基督徒将会是全世界最多基督徒的一个国家。
That Chinese Christians will be one of the most numerous Christians among all the countries.
宣教士如果没有流血。
Because if there was no blood of the missionaries.
如果他们没有舍己。
If they did not deny themselves,
他们没有遵从神的旨意。
If they didn't obey God,
他们只顾自己的这个好处。
If they only thought about themselves,
我没有办法看到这个光景。
That we will not see this today.
但是请不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这一些为主而死的每一位宣教士。
That all of these missionaries who put their lives down for the Lord.
他没有要我们同情他们。
They didn't ask for our pity.
他反而告诉你说， 他是高高兴兴的心甘情愿的摆上他的性命。
But they tell us they're willing, they will willingly die and that they're cheerfully put their lives down for the Lord.
因为神的恩典来到他身上的时候，没有办法停止在他身上。
Because when God's blessing arrived on them, it was not to stop there.
我请大家好好的思考。
And I want you to think about it.
你是个蒙福的人。
You're a blessed person.
但是你真正如果是蒙福的人，你一定是把这个福气要留给别人。
Because if you really have received this blessing, you must share that blessing with others.
并且让别人在你的身上要看到那个福音，他帮助他，可以鼓励他，可以勉励他，能够激励他。
And that others will see the gospel in your life, and that they will be encouraged and they will be built up.
贵教会的创会牧师周祖培牧师常讲一句话，他说：“如果一个人信了耶稣之后，连他家里的狗都会知道。”
Pastor Shao said, once a person becomes a Christian, everyone in his household, including his dog, will know it.
因为这个人改变了。
Because this person will completely change.
因为他成为众人的福音，也成为那个狗的福音。
Because this person has become the good news to everyone, including his dog.
在我们结束之前问大家一个问题。
So before we end, I ask you a question.
你是福音吗？
Are you the good news?
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
求上帝你鉴察我们的心。
Lord, look into our hearts.
我们是领受你的恩典的人。
That we have received your grace.
求你帮助我们。
Help us.
成为众人的祝福。
Help us to become blessing to others.
当大家低着头的时候，
And as we all are praying,
我要问大家同样的一个问题。
I will ask you the same question.
有哪一位今天你说我不能够再停留在这里，若是神许可，神呼召我，我要当一个宣教士。
Is anyone here who is willing to say, I'm not able to stay here any longer? If it is God's will to send me, I will become a missionary.
我愿意被装备。
I will be equipped.
然后让主差派我到他要我去的地方。
And then be sent by the Lord to where He will.
有这样的弟兄姐妹，请你举个手。
If you're one of these, please raise your hand.
我有看到，请你放下。我有看到，放下。我有看到，请你放下。还有吗
？Anyone else？
还有没有哪一位你愿意回应神，说我成为这福音的好处，要帮助别人？有没有这样的人，请你举个手。
Is anyone here who's willing to say yes, Lord? I will become a blessing.
好，请你把手放下，我们为你祷告。
Okay, thank you.Put your hand down, we'll pray.
天父，求你帮助这一群举手的弟兄姐妹。
Dear Heavenly Father, we pray for those who just raised their hands.
让我们不单是把我们的手举起来。
That not only have we raised our hands.
我们是把自己交在主的手中。
That we will place all of ourselves into your hands.
帮助我们成为万邦的祝福。
That we will become a blessing to all people.
求主你装备我们。
Please equip us.
成为合乎主用的器皿。贵重的器皿
that we will be vessels of honor useful to the master
荣耀上帝的名
to bring glory to your name
奉耶稣名祷告
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen
Amen